Chizkuni Parshas Vayetze. So the Parsha begins with Yaakov having his dream about the ladder that is Mutzavarta Rosho Megiha Shamaima. And it says that there were angels that were Olim V'Yordimbo, going up and going down. So the Chizkuni says that this was obviously a holy place, and this is where angels were, because if this was just temporarily for Yaakov's dream, then it would have said Yordim V'Olimbo, that they're coming down and then going back up. But this is where they're going up. This is a permanent place where the Shekhinah was. And he quotes the Targum Yerushalmi that says that these angel, what was going on here was Yaakov's image is on the Kisei HaKavod, whatever that means. That there are four images on the Kisei HaKavod of different species. And humans are one of the four on there. There's also the shore and the eagle. Anyway, so his face, Yaakov's image is on the Kisei HaKavod, so the Malachim saw him, and they were going up to Shemayim to tell their other Malach friends that I just saw the face that's on the Kisei HaKavod. So the Malachim were going up and going down, and they were coming. Everyone was coming to see him, which is you know, needs an explanation. You know, that you wouldn't think Malachim need to go up or down ladders. They're not physical. They're not here. They're not there. And then they have no physical thing. And what does it mean? They just saw him. That whole thing, it needs explanation. He doesn't give an explanation, but certainly needs explanation what the concept is, that the Malachim are going to see him and telling their friends. Sometimes, I'm just adding this on my own, sometimes we have chazals like this. It's the concept of like a hichtav ba'atzmo. It's the Torah writing it in a way that we should learn from it. You know, it's maybe that you should go see Gedolim, perhaps that's what it means. Anyway, I'm just repeating that. That's what the he brings the Yerushalmi as saying, that it was the Malachim coming to go see Yaakov. Okay, then we have Yaakov makes a neder that if Hashem protects him, so he's going to make this stone into a mizbeach, and he'll give Meiser. Okay, so the Chizkuni brings from the Gemara and Chulin that of course it's person's not supposed to make nedarim. It's not a good idea. A person shouldn't make nedarim. So why did Yaakov make a neder? And we learn from this, also a chazal, that a b'shas tzara, it is a mitzvah to make a neder. If a person's in a difficult situation, then it is a mitzvah to make a neder to Hashem and to be menader tzedakah. Another question he asks is why he slept on this stone, the famous stone that became, he has 12 stones, it became one stone, and he slept on it and he made it into a mizbeach. So the Chizkuni asked, the Gemara says you can't use used stones to make a mizbeach in general, in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't have stones that were used, for example, as a pillow for someone and then use it to make a mizbeach. So how is it that Yaakov, you know, they have to be not used for hadyot? So how could it be that Yaakov took the stone and made it into a mizbeach? So he answers, this would be a halachic difference, that halacha, that you can't have a used stuff used by hedyot, made into mizbeach, is only by a mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, but by a bama, like that's a mizbeach you make in your backyard, so a bama's yachid, that you're allowed to. Okay. Fine. Then we have, the story of the Rachel and the shepherds. So the shepherds come, and it says Rachel came with them. Hine Rachel bito ba im hatzon, and then all of a sudden Yaakov says, "Hey, it's too early to go home." So the Chizkuni notices that it's talking about the shepherds, and he just says, "Where are you guys from?" And then it says Rachel came, and then he says, "Ah, it's too early to go home." So Chizkuni says it's because he saw Rachel. He didn't want Rachel to leave. He thought Rachel was going to go with them. So he mentioned to them, you shouldn't be leaving, don't leave too early, because it's not time yet. This way Rachel would stay, because he had to talk to Rachel, he wanted to marry her. Okay, and then it says, he said that he's Achi Aviyahu, and he wants to marry her. And she goes and tells her father. Now this is an interesting point. If you remember when Eliezer came, to be Mekadesh Rivka, it said she went to tell her mother, and Rashi says, "Eina isha magedas elalima." So she ran to tell her mother, and here we say that Rachel went to tell her father, not her mother. Was her mother alive? Anyway, the Chizkuni says the reason she ran to tell her father and not her mother is because Yaakov said, "Ki achi aviyahu." That's how he introduced himself, that he is the brother of her father. So she went to go tell her father, guess who's here? Right? That's what he suggests. That's why he went to tell that's why Rachel went to tell her father instead of her mother, because he was introduced as Achi Aviyahu. Okay. Then it says, he wants to stay for a while, and Lavan offers that he should stay for a month, which the Chizkuni points out that this is teaching you Derech Eretz, a month is the amount of time that a person has to deal with their krovim, meaning that that's the Derech Eretz, if a relative needs, to be put up. For a month is Derech Eretz. And we know Yaakov wants to marry Rachel and agrees to work for her for 7 years. Now, why did he say seven? Because he thought that she's so chashuv that, Lavan wouldn't give her up for like a couple years work. Obviously, you know, you would think he would say, I want to work for you for 1 year. So he was saying seven because you couldn't imagine that he wouldn't give her up someone like her for less than 7 years. And it says it was be'inav kiyami machadim. So everybody asks, what do you mean? It should have been taking like a million years if he loved her. Because it says it was vayhi be'inav be'imim machadim kiyami machadim ba'avaso. So because of his love of Rachel, the 7 years seemed like a few days. So what do you mean? It should have felt like a million years if he wanted to marry her so badly. Okay, so everyone asks this, and the answer is what the Chizkuni says would seem to be obvious. It means 7 years was nothing, meaning like she was worth it. He would have worked another 20 years for her. You know, 7 years was like a couple of days. It was nothing for someone like this. You know, to marry Rachel, it was like nothing. A few days was a cheap price. Or he says another shot. Also, what you would, you know, maybe would have thought also is it means in retrospect. You know, after the 7 years are over, meaning in retrospect, thinking about 7 years for someone like Rachel, that was nothing. It seemed like a few days. It was nothing for her. That doesn't, yeah, not during the time. How long did it feel like? It was either worth it. It was like that. Worth it. It was only felt like a few days. Or in retrospect, it was just like, you know, it was almost felt like a few days, in retrospect. Then we have, it gets switched and it's really Leah. And the pasuk says, "Vayehi baboker v'nei lehi Leah." He wakes up. They get up in the morning and look, it's not Rachel, it's Leah. So the Chizkuni says it must be that they had great sneas and he didn't speak with her, because otherwise he should have recognized her voice. So it must be that they didn't speak at all, and that was the super sneas they had. And the other question of it should have been a kiddushei tos, if you're mekadesh someone, you know, marry someone that they're supposed to be A and they're B, couldn't be a greater kiddushei tos than that. And he says that, once he found out he was Leah, he was still wanted to marry her, he was still Baal Elishim Kedushin afterwards, so he was okay with her, you know, he wanted to continue staying married to her. Okay, then he asked the other, these are all famous questions, then he asked the other question, how could he then marry Rachel? How are you not allowed to marry two sisters? So there's many, many answers given to that question, and the answer he gives, I don't know that it's as well known, but it's what most Rishonim say, is that she had a den of a ger. Because, again, what's a ger before Matan Torah? Not exactly clear, but there was some concept of gerus. And since Leah and Rachel's parents were, you would say, not Jewish, they weren't part of Judaism in any way, they weren't, right? So, they had to be Megayer to marry Yaakov. So a ger shenola, ger shen is gayer, is kekatan shenola damiye. Kekatan shenola damiye. A ger who converts, has no relatives, therefore that Yaakov was able to marry the two sisters because they weren't considered sisters as if they're born. As if they're born then. Another answer he gives is that they came from different mothers. Leah and Rachel came from different mothers, that Lavan had different wives. We know there's another medrash. Bilah and Zilpah, which he mentions also, Bilah and Zilpah were also Lavan's children from Shvachos. Like, he had maidservants, and their kids were Bilah and Zilpah. And he had wives, and they had Rachel and Leah. And he says that that was not considered by a goy, that's not considered related, because the yichus goes after the mother, because we never believe who the father is anyway. So the yichus is after the mother, so therefore they weren't considered sisters. And he could have married them. Those are two possibilities he gives. Now, the next thing that Chizkuni points out is very interesting. I don't think I ever paid attention to it. If I did, I forgot. Who called the children's their name, right? Rachel and Leah have these, they have the 12, and Bilah and Zilpah, they have the 12 Shvatim. The psukim change about who named them. Some psukim it says Vatikra Shmo, that the mother named the child, and sometimes it says Alkein Karosh Shmo, where the Yaakov named the child. So some named by the father and some named by the mother. So let's take Levi. Levi, it says, Alkein Karosh Shmo Levi. Right, the pasuk before, Shimon was called Vatikra Shmo Shimon. She called, Leah called his name Shimon. And Leah called Reuven Reuven. You get to Levi, Levi called, Yaakov called Levi Levi. Now, of all names, right, that would be the name you would think, perhaps, that Yaakov would not say, and that is the point. Because the third kid is, was named Levi, ki atoi, ata apam yelave yishi alai, which means she used to be able to, when she had two kids, okay, one for each hand. Third kid, she's gonna need her husband's help, so now her husband's gonna have to hang out, be with her more. So, you would think that would be a reason she should call him Levi. But that is exactly the point. It's because Yaakov agreed. That's why he called her Levi. Yaakov called the son Levi, because he agreed, yes, I'll be there more. Now, interestingly, by Zvulun, which kind of has a similar idea, Atayiz Veleni Ishi, which means the same thing. Her husband's going to hang out more with her. That he's going to make his ikar dira by her. It says she called his name that. Now, wouldn't this be another opportunity if Levi, he had to agree? So he would have to agree to this, right? So why didn't he call her name? He called his name Zvulun, that his ikar dira will be by Leah. The reason is he did not agree to that one. She called him that. He didn't say it. Because he did not, right, his main dira, his main dwelling place was by Rachel. So that's why she called him Zvulun and not him, because Yaakov did not agree, which is very interesting. Okay. Now, at the beginning of Perek Lamed, it says, Rachel sees that she's not having any kids, and she got jealous of her sister. Why is it that you had to wait? That was after the fourth kid. She had Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Then it says, Rachel sees that she's not having kids and she gets jealous. So the Chizkuni says it's only after she had Yehuda that she started getting jealous. Because they all knew that there was going to be 12 Shvatim, which means four wives, they each get three. I guess they knew it all, Baruch HaKodesh, even though they hadn't married Bilhah and Zilpah yet, I guess they kind of knew. So that should mean that Rachel gets three and Leah gets three. Now that Leah got four, now, hey, one second now. Right? I mean, she's getting, that's why the Chizkuni says she got, jealous at that point that she wasn't being able to have kids. Okay. Then we have the story later on with the Dudaim, Reuven was bringing Dudaim for his, mother Leah. And I think Dudaim are, like Rashi translates as jasmine, or the Ramban, I believe, says it was something to help people get pregnant. The Chizkuni says it's figs. I'll just point that out because it's interesting. Okay, then we have the story, right? Leah gives her Zilpah to Yaakov as well. They have kids. And then you had the story with the Dudaim. Leah, so to speak, buys Yaakov for whatever. She gets the Dudaim. So now Yaakov is going to go to her. She sells the Dudaims for to be with Yaakov that night. So Yaakov comes to her and they have Yisachar. And she says, why does she call him Yisachar? Sher nasati shifchasi le'ishi. The schar of her giving her shifcha to her husband, right? Not that she bought him, sort of whatever you want to call it. Her schar was that she gave her shifcha to her husband, meaning, of course, Rachel gave her shifcha to Yaakov as well, but that's because she had no kids. Leah had plenty of kids, and yet she gave Zilpah to Yaakov to have more kids. So that was a gemilas chesed, Aleph. Beis was the sachor sachartika that she gave the Duda Ebenech to have Yaakov come to her that night. So there's two schars. Schar one of the Dudaim, schar two of giving over the Shivcha. So therefore she says, therefore the Chizkuni says that's why Yisachar has two samachs. Sachor Sachar, the two schars. Schar one and schar two. That's why he's called Yisachar with two samachs. Two sins, excuse me. Because of the two schars. Okay, then after they have Yisachar, then Zvulun, and then he has Dina. Now, this is an interesting thing. We all know, there's Rashi brings that all the Shvatim were born with twins, twin sisters. And that's who they switched, you know, the different sisters married the brothers from other mothers. But my daughter just asked me this. Who is Dina's twin? Was Dina born with a twin? Well, the Chizkuni says yes, her twin was Zavulun. Leah was pregnant with Zavulun, and the twin of Zavulun was Dina. So, that's what he says. That was her twin. And his proof is, it doesn't say an extra Vataharod, right? For each kid, it says Vataharod Leah. It doesn't say Vataharod after Zavulun. It says, she had a kid, Zvulun, v'achar yolda bas, and then she had a girl. So, they were twins. That's how he understands it. She was twins with Zvulun. Okay, then finally Rachel has a son, she has Yosef, and all of a sudden Yaakov's ready to get out of there. Says, I need to go home. So now, why is it that after Yosef was born, all of a sudden Yaakov tells Laban, I gotta go home? So most of us know what we know. Right, that because Yosef is the Sitno Shal Esav, and now that Yosef is born, he can fight Esav. That's not what the Chizkuni says. The Chizkuni says, before Yosef was born, Yaakov was afraid that if he told Laban he wanted to go home, Laban would say no. Why? Because one of his daughters was married to Yaakov for a while and didn't have kids. And he would have been afraid that Yaakov's going to divorce her eventually, and then she could be high and dry. And so Laban wouldn't have let Yaakov leave. But now that Rachel had a child, so then they know that he's not divorcing her, and therefore he could let them go. That's what the Chizkuni says. Okay, anyway, eventually they do leave, and Rachel steals Laban's idols. Now, if you remember, they did run away. They didn't say goodbye to Laban when they finally left. And, you know, they were concerned that Laban, was being told that Yaakov stole all their money. So anyway, Yaakov noticed that Laban looks at him differently than all the money he made off of Laban or whatever. So he was afraid and they left and they did not tell Laban they were leaving. So the Chizkuni says that's why she stole the idols. What does that mean? Because he would do nichush with them, he'd do some kind of thing, and they would be able to tell through magic with these idols, they would be able to tell Laban where Yaakov went or that Yaakov went, and she didn't want that to happen. So she stole the idols so he wouldn't be able to find out that they escaped. That's what he says. And Laban comes to search the houses, and it's just interesting. The way he describes the different tents, it makes it sound like a complex. Like I had always pictured that there were four separate tents. The way the Chizkuni describes it, it sounds like it was a large complex, and tents just meant kind of like rooms in some bigger tent. But they all had a pass, like they had a, Rachel's tent was in the middle, and to get Leah's tent or Bilhah and Zilpah's tent, you had to pass through Rachel's tent, and Rachel's was in the middle, so Yaakov could always go there first. But then you went from there to the right, or the left, to the other Imos's tents. It makes it sound to me like it's a complex, but I just thought that was interesting. Anyway, at the end of the parsha, in Pasuk Mem Beis, when Yaakov is telling Laban, you chased me for nothing, I worked for you so hard, and you tried to steal all my money from me. And it says, Lulei Elokei Avi Elokei Avram Upachad Yitzchak. So he says, God of Avram and Pachad Yitzchak. And it's, so Rashi says, he didn't want to say Elokei Yitzchak, because Hashem doesn't put his name by Tzadikim while they're alive. Only because you don't know what's going to be. It's only after they die. So therefore he said, Pachad Yitzchak. Okay. So the Chizkuni asks, Eliezer did. And he did it four times. You look in Chayesara, four times Eliezer calls Avram, Elokei Avram, Elokei Adoni Avram. It's in Perek Chav Talad. You can look in Pasuk Membeis. It says, Hashem Elokei Adoni Avram. It's in Pasuk Yudbeis, Chav Zayin, Membeis, and Memches. Every time Eliezer refers to Avram as Hashem Elokei Adoni Avram. Is there a difference because he says Adoni Avram? I don't know. The Chizkuni doesn't answer it. He leaves it as a question that Eliezer said Elokei Avram when Avram was around. So what's the difference? He just leaves it as a question. There are others that give answers, but okay, the Chizkuni leaves it as a question. He also mentions that when they swore, he also says Pachad Aviv Yitzchak. The reason he mentioned Pachad Aviv, besides what Rashi said, they didn't want to say God of Yitzchak, but Pachad Aviv Yitzchak. Another thing, maybe this would answer the Chizkunis. Well, this is the reason why he would mention Pachad. Anyway, is because he wanted to tell, he was hinting to Lavan, if you remember from the previous weeks in Chizkuni, where when Yitzchak found out that he had accidentally blessed Yaakov instead of Esav, so he wanted to curse Yaakov, and then he saw Gehenna open below him, so he didn't. So that's Pachad Aviv Yitzchak, meaning when he was going to try to curse Yaakov, he was very afraid because he saw Gehenna. So he's trying to tell Lavan, don't mess with me. Because even his father, Tzadik Gomer, was afraid when he was trying to hurt him. So Hashem's on my side. And don't try to hurt him. Okay, that's it.